This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Welcome to the Really Awful Movies Podcast, a celebration of low-budget cinema.
The sleep of reason gives birth to monsters.
Hi, I'm Chris, and along with Jeff, we're bringing you the very best and worst of horror, sci-fi, action, exploitation, kung fu, and women in prison movies from the 1970s to today. Be sure and check out reallyawfulmovies.com for reviews, interviews, lists, and terrific movie giveaways.
Better take a pass on that.
Alright, so there we go, man. I cannot clap on beat, and you guys have just heard that, so...
Yeah, welcome to episode 30 from our downtown Toronto headquarters. We're looking at the Sylvester Stallone Dolly Parton vehicle.
Rhinestone. Rhinestone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's the tale of two star-crossed country lovers. One from Brooklyn, the other one from the wilds of Tennessee.
Yeah.
You so, get to guess who's who.
Exactly. So Parton's from Brooklyn, of course, and Stallone's from Tennessee.
Now, Dolly Parton is the singing star. Her character is Jake. Jake, I don't know why. And she's the star of this eponymous bar in Manhattan called Rhinestone, obviously. Mm-hmm. She brings the house down every week with her country stylings and her backup band, the Possums. She's managed by a, I guess, sort of sleazy impresario named Freddie, and she's under contract to him for three years.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get out of her contract, so it's sort of like a Motown kind of thing where she's getting ripped off.
Indentured servitude,
basically. Yeah.
Yep.
And they concoct this bet that she can turn, I guess, the next person they bump into a bona fide country music singing
superstar
sensation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so who should happen upon their bar but Sly Stallone, the cab driver. Nick Martinelli.
Played by Sly Stallone.
Yeah, I guess he's a cab driver. He drops off some Japanese tourists in Times Square in Midtown Manhattan. And he's the one that they decide on, that whether, you know, if she can turn him into a star, then she can get out of her contract.
But if she can't,
she has to sleep with the impresario,
right,
the bar
right.
owner.
With Freddie Hugo.
Yeah.
F-U.
Okay. It's an indecent proposal, country style.
Indeed. So, okay, we got to say, I mean, first of all, I mean, okay, so this is Rhinestone. This is a vanity piece from 1984 done by Sly Stallone and Dolly Parton. I mean, you know, when it comes to country music, I mean, Dolly Parton's about as legit as you can get.
Yeah.
But Sly Stallone is about as illegitimate as you can get. You know, this is the Really Awful Movies podcast, and we tend to focus on movies that are on the lower end of the budget. This piece of garbage cost $28 million to make. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did that money go to?
Corrupt union mafioso types?
Possibly. I mean, this was...
Salaries, yeah.
This was an infamous flop. I mean, this was... first of all, we got to say, this movie was directed by Bob Clark. And Bob Clark has a special place in our heart because not only did he direct Porky's and A Christmas Story, he also directed Black Christmas and Children Can Play with Dead Things, incredible horror movies. But he directed this piece of garbage,
yeah,
called Rhinestone.
Yeah.
Not Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, that's a Glenn Campbell classic song.
Rhinestone Cowboy. No, yeah. This is an infamous flop, and I mean, at this point, Sly must have been riding high on the success of Rambo, Rocky. The guy must have thought he could do anything. So basically, he turned down the Michael Douglas lead in Romancing the Stone,
yeah,
the lead in Beverly Hills Cop, in order to make this piece of poo-poo that we just enjoyed. And I gotta say, I mean, as much as it is a piece of poo-poo, it's also, it's fun. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely something to behold.
Right.
So, Jake, a.k.a. Dolly Parton, she takes this young Nick under her wing,
mm-hmm,
and she tries to...
So this is
she's like the Colonel Parker for Elvis.
Yeah, well,
she tries to take him under her wing.
This is almost like a Pygmalion, you know, like
yeah,
a Fair Lady sort of
yeah
thing. It's like, you know, let's take this
Rube,
New York cab driver,
yeah,
this you know, uneducated Italian Brooklyn lout, and let's turn him into a country music superstar,
yeah,
right? So somehow she, using her powers of persuasion, probably her... she gets Nick to convince to come with her to Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah, the home of the Grand Ole Opry,
mm-hmm,
the birthplace of country music. She takes him to the wilds of Tennessee to give him this Brooklyn guinea, to experience some down home charm. This comes after he introduces her to his family.
Oh,
and
yes.
So he's got an apartment. They don't exactly say where, but it's above a funeral home.
Yeah, his parents own.
Yeah.
And we got to say,
they're embalmers.
These are 30-something people, both living with their parents, you know, respectively in New York and Tennessee.
He is Italian.
Yeah, well, he is Italian, and she's from the South, but yeah. So they go, and you know, she's got to meet the Italian parents. They got the stereotypical Italian lunch consisting of like 18 courses plus a cannoli.
Yeah, a cannoli, and he's got an organ, and there's lots of double entendres about the size of his organ.
Yeah,
but he.
He delivers the most wonderfully off-key version of Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti.
And another thing that's quite funny is when Parton says to Stallone's mom, like, we want to take him to Tennessee because we want to teach him to be a country music singer. And the mom says, basically, my son, his brain has stopped growing. You can't put more into this, you know?
That's a spot-on Italian accent.
Well, hey, I'm married to an Italian, so come on, you know?
So anyway,
his brain is finished growing, capito.
Yeah. And yeah, so she becomes the Colonel Tom Parker, and taking this young Elvis charge under her wing,
mm-hmm,
she takes him to
Tennessee.
It couldn't be a more stereotypical version of the volunteer state.
We're not in Knoxville. We're not in Nashville.
No, we're not
in
Memphis. We're in the hick, like, backwoods, probably Hollywood soundstage.
Yeah.
This looks
or
extremely
New York,
fake.
Exactly.
Extraordinarily
yeah
fake. And given that she's from Tennessee, her family, obviously, they keep goats, and they have pigs, and they have cows,
and they
probably make moonshine.
They
got what?
And they have nightly hootenannies on the front porch.
And so
with somebody playing the washboard and the spoons,
yeah.
I mean, it's basically the set of Hee-Haw. Every
yeah
night, you know, right?
And they try again to turn him into a bona fide country star, and this includes again making these cornball jokes that Hee-Haw was famous for.
Mm-hmm. Now I gotta say, I mean, like you know, I mean, there's certain I have an affinity, a soft spot for really bad musicals. I kind of love them. This is a bad musical. Ladies and gentlemen, you have not lived until you've seen Sylvester Stallone on stage wearing, looking like a, you know, liberal
yeah, like David
Crockett, you know,
David
Crockett, you know, singing a country number while doing like a sort of like shimmy slide type dance, a la Axl Rose, you know,
yeah,
like Sweet Child of Mine. Meanwhile, singing so off key, he makes John DeHart and Guy can't even sound like, you know, Marvin Gaye. But I mean, you know, I guess I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but they go to Tennessee. And, of course, Stallone, I mean, being from New York.
Yeah, oh, city boy. So he goes to these down-home bars, and obviously...
The cut and slice?
Yeah, the cut and slice. It's the kind of Mason-Dixon line bar where they have... Michelob flashing signs out front and Budweiser, and you go in
on the floor. Yep.
Yeah, and you go in and you're in for a right shit kicking if you go in there with a pink dress shirt, which he does.
Oh,
and so immediately he incurs the wrath of, hey there, city boy, what are you doing in these here parts?
Well, we got to talk about Stallone's T-shirt collection. The guy has got quite the collection of T-shirts.
Yeah, he's got a anatomical shirt a la This Is Spinal Tap with Derek's...
This is my circulatory system.
Yeah.
But your circulatory system isn't green, is it? Actually, mine
actually,
is.
Actually, it is, yeah. So he's got the spinal cord and the rib cage and everything. And just a wide collection of...
Bizarre form-fitting. Well, haberdashery is hat, but I mean, this is more, so, you know, t-shirtery.
Yeah, sartorial t-shirtery in Tennessee.
So, I mean, like, look, okay, this guys, we don't have to tell you where this movie's going. I mean, he's going to go to Tennessee. He's going to, you know, get into the requisite bar brawl here and there.
Yeah,
he's gonna,
yeah. You know, with the ex of Jake, Dolly Parton.
Right, Barrett.
Yeah, and he's a country music singer in the vein of a Waylon Jennings. He's sort of an outlaw country guy. He brings the house down with his singing styles, and of course he wants nothing to do with this young, big city upstart.
And, city boy.
Yeah, city boy. He punches him out, and Stallone wants to, you know, throw down with him. But
he says, hey, Vendetta.
Vendetta, we're Italian.
We
invented the Vendetta. Hey. So, but of course, you know, she dissuades him from engaging in any fisticuffs.
Yeah, no fisticuffs. He punches him.
Later on, she delivers an overhand right like Riddick Bowe and knocks the guy senseless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But in the interim, of course, he ingratiates himself to these backwoods types. And they're charmed by him, and they begin a romance.
Yeah, and also Stallone delivers a version of a song called Drunkenstein, which I found to be quite incredible. Drunkenstein.
Yeah,
they call me Drunkenstein.
Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call him Frankenstein. And the tavern down the street is the laboratory where he makes the transformation all the time. And a stein of Dr. Bud is a pint of monster blood, and it does affect me different every time. Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call me Frankenstein. And they call me Frankenstein. Yeah, I'm Frankenstein. I'm Frankenstein. I'm Frankenstein.
Which, of course, leads us back to New York. And, back to the rhinestone where...
This indecent proposal type bet is ongoing. And, again, Dolly Parton, a.k.a. Jake, she has to deliver. She has to make a random stranger into a bona fide country music singing star. And, there's a lot at stake. She has to stoop... Yeah. This empresario, this nightclub owner, if she can't deliver.
Freddie Hugo.
Yeah.
This is a quagmire.
Yeah, he's quagmire. He's you know, from Family Guy. He's a pervert with the bathrobe, the shiny bathrobe, and he wants to, you know, gain access to those double Ds.
I think more like double E's, really. It's not important when we're talking about.
Yeah, as we all would.
But, hey, you know, it's kind of funny because you say country music star. I mean, that entails, like, basically being able to sing a song successfully. There's one little club in New York. You know, forget the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, you know, this is like the Rhinestone in Times Square, i.e. your country star, right?
Like, are there no other bars where this woman, who's clearly a talent, like Dolly Parton is unbelievable.
This is Dolly Parton, yeah.
Yeah, how could she make this
bet? This is like the singer of Jolene. Yeah. I'll always love you, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like this indentured servant.
To this some nightclub sleazebag who's saying, don't Welsh on my bet.
Is there no other bar in New York City that she can go to?
Why is she in New York City?
Why? Exactly. And I mean, is there no other bar she can go... She could be I did not know that there was a burgeoning country music scene in New York City in 1984, but apparently there was, you know, but anyhow.
Yeah, she could be a hit absolutely anywhere in the world, I would argue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an incredible singing voice. But anyway, there's a lot at stake because, you know, if she welches on the bet or fails to come through, whatever, pick your slang, she has to sleep with this guy who's got the monogram bathrobe of F.U. But luckily, her charge is sufficiently steeped in country music lore and mythology, and she
he's after been, the boot camp in Tennessee for all of like 1 week,
So he goes from like hitting one chord and singing
and
nothing
singing like Old MacDonald.
Yeah, Old MacDonald had a farm, and now he's ready for his breakout moment in the Rhinestone Bar in Midtown Manhattan, and God knows if he doesn't succeed right there with the Possums Band, one of whom we should mention.
Waddy Wachtel. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember whether he was the bass or the guitar player, but this guy is better known for his side gig as famous sideman for Keith Richards and the Expensive Winos.
Indeed, yep.
So
and wasn't he also in the Saturn Live Band as well?
He might have been. Yeah, he probably was. And so he's slumming it here as the backup band.
Well, everybody's slumming in this movie. I mean,
that's true. Yeah, for Nick Martinelli and the and
well, it's kind of funny because I mean, Sly Stallone. I mean, I gotta say, like, I love Stallone. I mean, I love Rocky. I love Rambo. I love First Blood. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I even love the Expendables, okay? I mean, I love Lester Stallone. I love, you know, like Fist, Paradise Alley, Over the Top.
Over the Top, the only movie thus far that's been dedicated to arm wrestling that I know of.
That's an oversight, man. There should be way more movies dedicated to arm wrestling. But
badminton and arm wrestling, two underappreciated sports that haven't had movies devoted to them.
There's even been a movie devoted to ping pong, believe it or not.
Yeah, anyway. Sure, with the... Yeah. Christopher Walken.
And yes, indeed. But, you know, I mean, I love Stallone. I mean, but Stallone's made a lot of shit in his career. And Stallone's gone on record and saying if there was one movie that he regretted making that he would not make, it wasn't Stop My Mom Will Shoot. It wasn't Oscar. It wasn't, you know, some straight-to-video crap he made, like Detox or whatever. It was Rhinestone.
Yeah.
So that gives you a bit of an indication of how bloody awful this movie is. But, I mean, again, with, you know, our sensibilities, you know, we enjoyed the heck out of this movie.
Yeah, and for sure.
It culminates in this duet between Nick and Jake singing a song called Get Out of My Bed. Mm-hmm. Where, I mean, again, Stallone, I mean, at this point, he has been polished. He has been refined like a diamond into, like, this country music superstar.
And yet, he's like Conway Twitty.
Ladies and gentlemen, except Mr. Conway Twitty. Except he cannot be singing more off-key still. I mean, less off-key than the beginning.
He's more Conway Shitty.
That's a good one.
My pillows and sheets
with your powder
and perfume. If you don't have some understanding of me,
don't be knocking
on my door. If you don't wanna play in my fantasy,
stay out of my bedroom.
Baby, if you can't take the heat,
if you want it,
come on and get it, baby. Satisfaction guaranteed.
I'm a pleaser,
free and eager. I ain't never had as much as I need.
Easy loving,
that's down my alley. I might be easy, but at least I am cheap.
Stay out of my bedroom,
baby. If you can't take the heat,
stay out of. Stay out of
your dealer with some hot.
Hey, what can you do with the heat?
If you come to my bedroom,
to the heart of the heat. I will pleasure your mind in the shirt of heat. I will touch you with pain no one else ever reached. Come on,
can you won't remember anybody but me. If you want it, I'm gonna get it. If this hurts you, don't come crying to me. Don't knock it.
Yeah, I guess it should be said at this point, I've been to Tennessee.
Yeah,
I've actually, as a point of interest, I've been to both Johnny Cash's house and Conway Twitty's house. And Conway Twitty's house is actually called Twitty City.
have you been to Dollywood?
No, we didn't have the time, but getting back to this movie, like Dolly Parton has a theme park in Tennessee called Dollywood.
Yes.
And I don't know how popular it is. Is it still going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, that's great. She's a legend, and I guess she recently did, oh, no, was it her? Oh, no. I can't remember. No, it wasn't her who did that album with Jack White. Never mind.
No.
Damn it.
but the White Stripes, they cover Jolene.
So yes, the White Stripes cover Jolene.
But you were saying you've been to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And?
It's a fantastic place. Like Nashville, the music city, it's an incredible place. Broadway is the main drag. If you get a chance to eat, you can have incredible barbecue. You can check out incredibly amazing country music.
Awesome. Now, what's that to do with Rhinestone?
Not much.
But okay, so I gotta say, you've been to Tennessee. I've met Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You met him at TIFF, which is...
Not at TIFF. No, no, no. I was actually... this was way, way, way back in my former life. I was working at a bookstore here in Toronto called Indigo. Very popular bookstore. I was working at the flagship store, and all of a sudden there was this buzz, you know, oh my gosh, Stallone is here. And, I mean, again, I gotta tell you, like, I worship this man. Like, I mean, I grew up with, like, a Rocky shrine in my bedroom, and I saw him, and it was the weekend where his movie Driven was just released, okay? Now, this was another infamous Stallone flop, okay? So the guy was not exactly in the best of spirits, but yet I first sheepishly walked up to him and said, Mr. Stallone, I'm a great fan, and he kind of looked at me and went, oh, no, thank you very much. Yeah. And I was talking to the guy, and I said, I really enjoyed Rocky V. Like, I mean, I know it didn't do as well as, like, your other Rockies, but I really liked the way it kind of went full circle and everything, and I thought it was quite good. I really liked it. And will we ever see Rocky again? Would there be a Rocky VI? And Stallone looked kind of like, he wasn't really looking at me in the eyes, but he kind of, like, looked away from me, and I said, no, that boat is sailed, yo. And
I said, sure enough,
I said, well, oh, okay, well, that's too bad. I mean, it'd be great to see another one. Sure enough, a few years later,
Antonio Tarver, a middleweight champ, he comes in, and...
And as far as I'm concerned, the second best Rocky movie, after the very first one, Rocky Balboa, came out. Now, I will tell you, I was the one that planted that seed in Stallone's head right then and there at that bookstore. And right now, I mean, that was great. That was a great high note to end, you know, the Rocky series on. But no, the guy is now filming the movie Creed. Did you know about this?
Oh, jeez, no. It's dare I ask who's in the lead role?
Well, it's some dude, but I don't even know, but he's playing Apollo Creed's grandson, so yeah.
Is he a boxer?
No, but
is it a UFC thing?
I have no.
Oh God, yeah. Anyway. No one's gonna see it, so it doesn't matter.
There you go. But anyway, all I can say is I did meet Stallone. He wasn't exactly in the grace of spirits, but, like, you know, his career was not exactly flying high at that moment. But he was, you know, I mean, like I said, like, I mean, hey, I inspired Rocky Balboa, and that was a great movie. So I gotta say, like, I mean, for those of you that enjoy Rocky Balboa, you're welcome. And of course, I'm being fucking facetious, right?
Yeah.
Now. I didn't. But you've been to Tennessee. I met Sly. You like country music.
Yeah, you do as well.
To a certain extent.
Old school country. Yeah, like, exactly. We like our Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Conway Twitty, Johnny Cash.
We love,
you know,
Johnny
what
Cash.
Have you. You know, Dolly Parton, of course. You know, we tend to eschew, or is it eschew? We can't pronounce that. the newer sort of cheesy, you know, Blake Shelton's and all that kind
of
crap.
We're not fans of your Taylor Swift's and your Miranda Lambert's and your Dierks Bentleys.
But give us some Hank, give us some Glenn Campbell. We're down with the old school country. Hell, Waylon Jennings. We mentioned him earlier.
Yeah,
we dig our old country, and you'll dig this movie too. It's an interesting, sort of a career low point for Sly.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely,
well, he experienced many low points after this one. I mean, this is like the
low point. This is the nadir.
Definitely for Dolly. I mean, this was the nadir.
This is a nadir for everyone involved.
Even poor Richard Farnsworth. Yeah, you know.
but definitely worth checking out. Based on our one must miss to five must see, a definite 3.5 3. You've got to check
this
out.
We'll give it a 3. We'll give it a 3.
For sure.
Well, did you learn anything at all from Rhinestone?
I learned that you've got an incredibly successful bar gig in Manhattan that draws a couple hundred people every night, that adoring fans who just worship the ground you walk on, and yet you're willing to make this bet with some sleazy nightclub impresario that you're willing to sleep with if you can't turn some stranger into a country music singing sensation. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
I learned that, I didn't learn much about Tennessee, that's for sure, because I don't think this movie...
This movie never set foot in Tennessee.
I learned that, as much as I appreciate Stallone, as much as I like the guy, man, he ain't no singer, he ain't no dancer.
No.
And if you want to hear more song styles of Sly Stallone, rent Paradise Alley, where Sly Stallone warbles the opening song in the credits called Too Close to Paradise. So the man, obviously, I mean, he's no Frank Stallone. That's for sure.
No.
You know?
And really, if you want to hear an Italian-American doing country music, why not listen to King of the Road, Heaven for Sale or Rent?
I ain't got no cigarettes.
King of the Road.
By who?
Rat Packer.
Ah!
Dino. He's Dino.
All right,
but
man.
Yeah, you will not hear Stallone do anything close to the warbling even we did.
Forget about Dino. Despite the fact that we're as bad, you and I are as far from singers as we were way more wrong than Stallone was in this movie, as you heard from those excerpts that we played. So, I mean, Rhinestone won it yet again. This is an infamous flop. I mean, it's a bad movie through and through, but this is a great bad movie.
Yeah.
We cannot recommend more highly. And for more, check out
www.reallyawfulmovies.com, and we'll chat with you soon.
Take care. Thank you.